The Shambles Radio Flashbacks, proudly brought to you by The Shambles Series 1 to 3, out now on DVD. Off your pop. Go and get it, you little ragamuffins. No, seriously. I'm pretty poor.
We've actually got John on the phone now. John, John, are you there?
Hey,
Johnny.
Hey, Shambles, good morning, how you doing today? Fantastic to be here. Fantastic, love you, Bert.
Fantastic,
now,
John.
Now, you've been known, you've known Bert for a while. What's Bert like? So how would you describe you and Bert's relationship?
It's like a chain reaction. Oh my god. I went to wear Seymour, my pants, put my pants on, put my pants, gotta get the pants on. It's all Chloe, looking fantastic, I love Chloe.
Now John, recently you've had some trouble getting on commercial radio with your songs and stuff. Is there any reason behind that?
You're too cool.
So you think you're bigger than your Holly Valances and your
Colin Oakes
and stuff?
Hewitsons.
Well, you did appear on Home and Away at one stage, didn't you?
Look, all we want to know, Johnny, is will you help us get Bert?
Thanks, John. Thanks, Johnny. Can we play a song for you? Something new for the kids, maybe?
Just remember to take your pressure down. Take your pressure down. My song. Fantastic. Oh, fantastic career I've had. It's a fantastic career. It could be any song. Could be any.
What if we did Sadie?
Oh, Sadie, fantastic. You can play Sadie.
Okay, we will.
We will.
Are you sure you want us to play Sadie?
Not really.
Sauce on the line out there in
Where is
Sauce? Phone ditch. Yes, he is. Sauce, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, how are you, Sauce?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to go. What's the day?
Remember, we told you to go where there is people doing homework?
Yep, I'm in like this NFM library student and study hall thing.
Any other keywords for a library you could throw in there, Sauce? Now,
books.
Last week you had me doing a conga line in the middle of the city saying you don't make friends with salad. So if you ask me, I think you're getting away with an easy one this week.
Nah.
I want you to go up to someone and just ask if you can borrow their ruler.
Yep.
And then run off with it.
Nathan, you know that's theft, Nathan.
Oh, it's not theft. It's only a ruler. I never had a ruler. In high school, I used to use the other book.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You line up the other book and you make the line. It worked. Or you just buy those books with the margin already in it.
Or you buy a 30-cent ruler.
Anyway, so Sauce.
All right, I'll come back with a nice ruler for you, Nathan.
Okay. Take us through what we're doing, mate. We can't see you.
I got this guy. He's standing there. He's doing homework. He looks pretty into it.
Homeworky.
Be quiet. I'm just going to be quiet. Excuse me, mate. How you doing? Would I be able to borrow your ruler for 2 seconds? All right, thank you. See you, buddy!
Run, Sus! Go, Sus! Run like the wind!
Where are you running to?
I don't know.
Is he chasing after you, or is he like a math student, so it doesn't matter?
What's he doing?
Behind me. Wait, he's given up. I'm outside. I think I'm safe. I'm home.
His lines will never be straight again, Sus.
Shambles Audio Podcast, proudly brought to you by The Shambles Series 1 to 3, available on DVD today, so go and buy them. Do you know why? Because they're probably better than that audio podcast you just heard, and probably not at the same time.